I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Tuesday morning, the 9th of April, the year 2024, and this is your friend Angus Bucket with a thought for the day. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. The word of the Lord shall accomplish what the Lord has said, and it shall prosper in the very thing for which it was sent. Just like the rain comes down from heaven and it waters the earth, germinates the crops, I've seen it so many times, and makes them grow, so that the seed will become bread for those farmers who cultivate it. I've seen it for over 40 years. And so the Lord says to us today, the spoken word, spoken out in faith, shall accomplish the same thing. You know, I had the privilege of watching a documentary just the other day, and part of that documentary was what happened in Cape Town in Mitchell's Plain. That's at one of the poorest places in South Africa, where probably about 250,000 people, many of them poor folk, came to speak the word of God over a city that was without water. People were panicking. They didn't even think they'd have enough water to drink, never mind to wash or to grow crops. In the middle of that prayer meeting, as we were speaking out the word of God, oh yes, it started to rain. I will never forget it as long as I live. I want to say to you this morning, I don't know who you are or where you are. You need to start speaking the word of God out again by faith. The word of the Lord will never return void. If we look at John chapter 1 and verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Speak out the word of God, and it will accomplish the same thing that the Lord spoke, because it's his word in your mouth and in my mouth, spoken by faith, will achieve the same thing. Speak to that mountain today and ask the Lord Jesus Christ by faith to remove it out of your life. Have a wonderful day. God bless you and goodbye.